With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Early voting has begun in Wisconsin, where voters are taking advantage of the service in record numbers. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to folks at the polls.
In Merrill, early voting for the general election has kicked off to a busy start. Lori Anderson Malm is the city clerk of Merrill. This is her first general election, and she says you can feel the excited energy of voters.
It's been extremely busy.
She says they've processed over 1,300 ballots so far. In comparison, for the spring primaries, they had around 50 people come to vote in person early and processed around 300 mail-in ballots. While violent threats and rhetoric against election officials has ticked up around the state, Anderson Malm says it hasn't been a problem in Merrill. As WXPR previously reported, clerks around the state were running into issues printing out labels for the outside of ballot envelopes when early voting first opened up.
The state system, they weren't anticipating the amount of traffic, which I kind of find, how could you not? But anyway, so the labels took 3 to 5 minutes to print. Yeah, and so they've rebooted the system and they've worked on it, and now it's running very well.
Jeannie Springer says she thinks Trump has better thoughts and ideas than Harris.
I think what's wrong is too many women are going to vote because a woman's writing. Is going to run. And I think that would be wrong because men don't vote for men because they're men. And I think they should look more at the issues than they do just because it's a woman.
This Harris voter says he views Trump as having a big ego, which is why he won't vote for him.
Healthcare is probably one of the biggest issues that I'm here to vote for. I think everybody should have a right to healthcare, you know, no matter how much money they have, no matter what their wallet looks like. I think healthcare is a human right, so that's probably my sole biggest issue that I'm voting for.
Early voting is available in Merrill until 5 o'clock Friday, November 1st. The general election is on November 5th. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Merrill.
Kamala Harris is calling for Americans to stop pointing fingers at each other as she tries to push past comments made by President Joe Biden about Donald Trump's supporters and garbage. Harris made her pitch in Raleigh, North Carolina, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Madison, Wisconsin as part of a blitz of battleground states in the final week before Election Day. She stressed unity and common ground, expanding on her capstone speech Tuesday in Washington, where she laid out what her team called the closing argument of her campaign. Harris told reporters, "I will represent all Americans, including those who do not vote for me." Donald Trump showered former NFL star Brett Favre with praise on Wednesday at a rally in Green Bay, where the former Packers quarterback campaigned for the Republican presidential nominee in the final week before Election Day. Trump appeared on stage in an orange safety vest after riding in a garbage truck to draw attention to an offensive comment by President Joe Biden, but he reignited a different controversy by revisiting his promise to protect the women of our country. After complaining about his own staffers telling him it was inappropriate, Trump insisted, "I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not." This Halloween, the Forest Service is encouraging people to watch out for zombie trees in their backyards. Zombie trees are ones that look alive but are actually dead or dying on the inside. They can pose a risk to people and property as they're more likely to fall. Trees like this are likely killed by insects or disease. The Forest Service says you should look for leaf discoloration or leaves dropping earlier than normal. You might also notice increased woodpecker activity. While zombie trees and dead trees in the forest create valuable habitat for cavity-nesting birds and mammals, in your yard they pose a safety hazard. If you suspect that you have a zombie in your yard, the Forest Service recommends contacting a professional arborist to inspect the tree and suggest treatment options or removal. Did you check out fall colors in Wisconsin this month and wonder how old those trees are? They likely were not in what's known as an old-growth forest. Mike Moen reports regional voices are weighing in on a federal effort to expand old-growth areas to tap into their benefits.
The U.S. Forest Service has gathered public input on a proposed National Old Growth Amendment with a priority to conserve and restore mature forest conditions on federal lands. Only 17% of the acres within federally managed forest land falls under this category. Wisconsin-based forestry consultant Jeff Nisa supports expanding the acreage describing it as an underrepresented landscape in the Badger State.
Foresters have a long-range perspective on managing ecosystems, not just trees, and we have a better concept of what we started with if we have saved all the pieces in some of our forest ecosystems and types.
Those pieces can include standing dead trees and multi-layered canopies. Conservation advocates say they set the tone for more biological diversity and carbon sequestration. I'm Mike Moen.
The American burying beetle was once found in 35 states, but it is now federally threatened. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports on efforts to conserve this spooky beetle that's native to the Midwest and Great Plains.
At the St. Louis Zoo, buckets are filled with dirt, quail carcasses, and American burying beetles.
So I have here a male.
Underground, these bugs process dead animals into meatballs to feed their babies. Burying beetles are basically the cleanup crew of the ecosystem, says Kayla Garcia, the zoological manager of invertebrates.
Without animals like burying beetles, you know, we'd have a lot more like kind of dead, decaying stuff on the surface, and also a lot more flies.
A range of ecosystem changes are putting pressure on the American burying beetle. Experts say people can support these beetles and the animals they eat by planting native plants. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Grumke.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.